put those hands together. Help me bless the Lord tonight. Help me bless. This is the first trumpet night of 2017. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, help me rejoice in the Lord. Help me praise the Lord tonight. Help me put those hands together. Help me put those hands together. Help me give the Lord a loud shout tonight. Come on, give me a loud shout tonight. Give him a loud shout tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am very, very happy for you. I am happy for you because of what God will do in your life this month. Amen. God will settle you forever in the mighty name of Jesus. God is going to bring you to a dimension of harvest this month in Jesus' mighty name. The 21 days of seed sowing that we have sown in the spirit from tonight, as we water that seed, praise is that seed that waters the spiritual seed. Praise is that seed that waters spiritual seeds. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we have sown some great seeds. 21 days of sowing seeds in the realm of the spirit. And this is our first trumpet night. And this night is dedicated to the watering of every single seed sown throughout 21 days of last month. This month, this service. And that is my heart desire. And that is what the Lord has laid in my heart. That this praise night. Many years ago, I was taught about the power of a confession. And the man of God said something I will never forget. He said, when you plant a seed, you water the seed. He said the same thing, when you talk and you praise, he said, vapor comes out of your mouth. Amen. He said, so those that same vapor. So he was teaching us that when we sow seeds, we should not use our lips to negate the seeds that we have sown. In other words, confession is the watering process of every spiritual seed. You will never hear me say, after sowing my seed, that my place of work is rubbish. No. I will always water it. I say, Father, I thank you. So this service is dedicated to the watering. So your praise tonight is dedicated to watering 21 days. I know that God has answered those prayers. I know that God has answered those prayers. What I felt by the end of that night, by Monday morning, I could barely get up. So I was thinking, is this what Jesus Christ meant when he said virtue left me? I said, I don't know. I 48 hours I was out. 48 hours. And I have never felt that way before. Because there's a prayer you pray for people. When you pray and you walk away, you still have reserve. This one shook me to my 48 hours I was out. So I know that if you don't destroy that seed, it will bring a harvest. But the process of germination is a process, and it starts from tonight. Watering of that seed through praise. So I want you to give your best tonight, because this year is serious. I am so excited. This year is too serious. Someone called us two days ago, and said, after the prayers, she's been having problems with her ankle, chronic pain in her ankle. Immediately after the prayers, she said she tied the mantle as a tourniquet to her ankle, on her ankle. She said she woke up the following morning, and then got dressed, was walking around, totally forgot the fact that she had problems with her ankle. Until she realized that, what's on my ankle? Trying to shake off the handkerchief. I realized, oh my God, oh, I touched one day yesterday. That's when it dawned on her that the pain was gone. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's a chronic historical pain in that lady's ankle. What money couldn't solve? Overnight, the pain disappeared and she got her healing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, she's not even resident here. She's not even in this nation. Through YouTube, Do you understand? I mean, through what? Through YouTube. Through the internet. And then she sent that testimony Monday morning. So I know if you don't destroy the harvest, you will reap it. I know. And what are the things that destroy harvest? Number one is negative attitude. Number two is lack of spiritual knowledge. It's the same thing every time. I don't think that if that alone, if I'm God, I won't even answer. And I'm not God. Can you imagine God? That alone, if I'm God, I won't even answer. Your attitude. Because if you know, if you do it well, you will get it. So the fact that you have not getting it means that you are not doing it well. So you keep doing that. You keep doing it until you do it well. Does that make sense? Until you get the result, it's not over. So it's not just so that there are so many. I've seen so many people. They sow great seed. They themselves, they will uproot their seed. They will uproot that seed, then come back foolishly for a harvest. But you uprooted it. Does that make sense? So tonight, it is New Year all the way till 31st December 2017. What did I say? It's New Year. The force with which we came in, we are carrying that through to 31st. I am carrying that through. This church is carrying that through. But I want you to join me in carrying it through so you can get, so that the miracles can be personalized. Because I'm already getting my own. I shared the testimony last time. I said, Jesus, I will only complain my wife. I said, I don't want to travel anywhere with her. And then we saw how God miraculously dropped how many, what, I can't even calculate, what is the, what, £4,000 per trip is $8,000 per trip. And I got the ticket for $1,000. Why else? So I am set to do one of my lifelong dream is to take people on a journey with me to the nation of Israel. I am achieving that this Sunday. After this Sunday, 22-man delegate led by Moa. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, please clap for me. Clap for me, please. Only God. Do you know? Only God. I am not known outside. Where am I? Who am I? I'm nobody. We're not saying that one bishop on TV. No, this is me. Not many people can command that kind of entourage. Do you know that? But God sees my heart. You can't come here every year for the past decade and see the impact it has on you and your children, and then you sit down quietly. I said, that would be bad. I said, but I can't pay for them. I said, but I'll try and say it. He said, but you say it and I'll make the rest happen. And so we said it jokingly. 22-man delegate, all paid. So I am set. To enter into my lot. As for me and my house. But what about you? What about you? How? Now that the fasting is over, what about you? What about you? Are you ready to go deep? Are you ready to change your attitude? Are you ready to pretend like today is the first day I got born again? Let me sit down and study this God. Or let me follow Pastor Eddie and let me see the way he does this thing. And at least, if any, I can at least achieve half of the result he achieves. Do you understand what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. So this night, dance to my God like you have never danced before. Because the things you need done, if there's anything on your paper that you can do by yourself, that is a useless goal. What did I say? If there's anything on your to-do list this year that you can do by yourself, it's a useless goal. Go and tear that paper and throw it away. But if there are things in your paper, in your document, that you are believing God that, Lord, only you can do this, then follow divine instruction. And your divine instruction tonight is what? Dance, praise, because you need to water the seed you have sown in the past 21 years. Amen? Can you do that? Come on, raise your hand to everyone and say, Lord, I receive grace. I receive the grace to water the seed, to water my spiritual seed. 21 days of fasting and prayer must not go in vain. I receive, come on, raise your hand and pray that prayer. 21 days of fasting for praying with fasting. Father, I receive the grace tonight to turn my praise into a watering process, to water my seed in the name of Jesus. this praise is dedicated to watching every single prayer I prayed over these last 21 days, from the 9th of January to 29th of January. 21 days of intense prayer, backed with fasting. Heavenly Father, tonight, oh God, I ask, oh God, for an unusual grace to praise you in this service in the name of Jesus. And let my praise water every single seed, every single amen, every single prophetic declaration over me throughout the 29 days, throughout the 21 days, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this praise provoke the harvest of my seeds. Let this praise provoke the harvest of my spiritual seeds in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and the people say, and the family say, and the family say, amen. Praise the Lord. Please help me welcome Inspire tonight. Hallelujah.
Make some noise. Somebody scream. Somebody scream. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Help me tell your neighbor congratulations. Uh-huh. Tell somebody else, fear not, fear not, fear not. Tell somebody else, nothing will happen. God is on your side. Tell one more person, fear not, fear not, fear not. Nothing will happen because God is on your side. Hallelujah. Put those hands together. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, you may be seated. This year is a walkover for this family. The way, the force and the power, the strength and the drive, the dedication and the commitment with which we commence this year, that is how we are going to run this year through to the end. It will be from beginning to the end. I will be here to testify and rejoice in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. This month will be our month of revelation in the name of Jesus. And it is after the word in Jeremiah 33 verse 3. It says, call to me and we have called. It says, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things. This month is our month of revelation. God will answer you and God will show. I saw a vision of a dry, arid land. Right in the middle of that vision, of that dry, arid land, was a green plant. It was a very light, tiny plant. Everywhere was dry. And I started looking at this plant, and I realized that as I was praying, and as I was prophesying, as I was praying, that plant began to grow. It started growing, started growing. And the Lord told me that he will show up for us. In the middle of dryness, he will show up for us this month. He will reveal things to us, things that will become a source of greatness to us. So listen very carefully. God will show you some things this month that will become the source and the root of your greatness in the name of Jesus. He will answer you by revelation. He will answer you by divine insight. He will answer you by divine wisdom. You will come into a knowing that is not usual, an unusual knowing. You will come into a knowing that your peers do not understand. You will come into a knowing that will generate enough faith in you to do the things that your friends only dream about. Praise the Lord. And so it will be our month of revelation. After that 21 days, God will begin to show you some things. Take a pen and paper, put by your bedside. As the Lord drops things in your spirit, write them down. Write them down. He will begin to drop solutions in your spirit. The solution is a way out. There is always a way out of every challenge. And concerning the things you are believing God for, the Lord will reveal some things to you. He will grant you in-depth understanding and insight that will walk your way and drive you towards the things you are believing him for. This month will be our month of revelation, a month of insight, a month of revealing, a showing, a divine showing. That is what will happen this month for you. in the mighty name of Jesus. Men will come to you and will ask you, where did you get that answer from? They will come to you and ask you, how come you thought about this? They will come to you and ask you, wow, this is a great insight. Where did you see this? And then you will tell them, it came to me naturally. It's because God will begin to speak into your inner man. You will wake up full of knowledge. Your spirit will become like a database that God has overloaded overnight. And you will come back stepping into this huge resource, reservoir, resolution, repository that no man have access to. It's our month of revelation. I welcome you to a new height this month. Because when revelation comes, giant steps comes. And so I see you taking giant steps this year, this month, because of the inside information that my God will reveal to you in the middle of the night. Amen. Raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive my way out. I receive my solution. I receive my way out. I receive my way out. I receive my way out. Bible says there's a way that seems right into a man. Say, but the end is death. So I will see the right way. I will see the right way. God will minister the right way for you in every area of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I welcome you tonight to this month of divine what? Divine what? Divine revelation. There will be a showing. There will be an unveiling. There will be a revealing. Right from your inside, you will know what to do. You will know where to go. You will know who to go with. You will know who to take along. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family say, amen. And the family say, amen. And the family say, amen. Praise the Lord.